Here's what you missed on breakfast.
Sean's all nostalgic.
Why can songs be so powerful in this triggering nostalgia?
Well, we know that music has this remarkable effect on the brain. It activates our whole brain. It activates the regions that control memory and emotion. So when we listen to a familiar song, it's really activating those parts of the brain that stimulate memories and emotion.
So what about when you share a special song or bond with someone?
Yeah, lots of couples, like romantic couples, have a special song, like our song, but you can also have a song with friends or with your sports team. But these, our songs, they're kind of like shared memories. It reminds you of times that you've spent together. It also sort of makes you reconnect with the person. It stimulates memories, and it also stimulates the front part of the brain, which is involved in emotions. And we also move to music. We dance to it. We can't help but tap our feet. So the motor regions of the brain are activated. So it's a super stimulus for the brain. We've just recently done a survey online of 200 couples, actually in the US. We found that couples who have an Our song, who have a song that they share and is special to them, they score higher on an intimacy questionnaire, so emotional and sexual intimacy, they're more close.
Sean asks all the big questions.
What does that take you both back to?
Tony?
Well, obviously, Eurovision.
Eurovision.
Yes.
Back in the 70s.
With ABBA coming out.
ABBA.
That's where they made their big breakthrough.
Yeah, they did it with Waterloo, didn't they? No, Ring Ring. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Waterloo, I think, yeah.
Waterloo.
But, yeah.
What was that like? Was that a big moment?
I don't remember them being on Eurovision.
Days?
I didn't used to watch it in those days, but I do watch it now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it. I do. Yeah, I think it's a lot bigger now. And it used to be, but they're probably the most successful group to come out of Eurovision, aren't they? Mm. What about you, Grace? What does it take you back to?
To be honest, Mamma Mia is my family's collective favourite movie. We watch it at least a few times a year, so it just takes me back to sitting on the couch with my parents and my sister and just watching it.
Sean talks about...
Now, I was going to tell you about procrastination earlier, but I thought, no, I'll do it later.
Sean, that's one of my jokes. But seriously, he tackles procrastination.
Why is it that you might have time for scrolling aimlessly through our Instagram for hours when we have something more important due or to do? And that is, of course, what we know as procrastination. Why do people procrastinate?
Well, basically, our world is full of really exciting things that are going on all the time. But we have to prioritize different things, and different things have different rewards for us. So the outcome of, say, going and getting a coffee with your friends is quite immediate, whereas studying for an exam, which is kind of looming in the future, or a deadline that's a couple of weeks away, isn't immediate. So our brain is kind of wired that it wants immediate rewards rather than these bigger rewards that are further out in the future.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Catch more awesome topics on breakfast weekdays from 7 a.m. After ZFM, what matters to you?